They roll him out on a gurney, still jerking, face frosted white. Corrosion, battery acid. The technician turns to me. "What's that other moose? I know him. Hold him." It's not a willpower thing anymore. "Hold him. Damn. No more of these boys without second all." The clamps bite my wrists and ankles. The graphite salve has iron fillings in it, temples scratching. He said something when he winked. Told me something. Man bends over, brings two irons toward the ring on my head. The machine hunches on me.
"Air raid!"
Hit at a lope, running already down the slope. Can't get back, can't go ahead. Look down the barrel and you dead, dead, dead. We come up out of the bull reeds, run beside the railroad track. I lay an ear to the track and it burns my cheek. "Nothing either way," I say, 100 miles. "Hump," Papa says. "Didn't we used to listen for a buffalo by sticking a knife in the ground, catch the handle in our teeth? Hear a herd way off?" "Hump," he says again, but he's tickled. Out across the other side of the track, a fence row of weed chats from last winter. "Mice under that stuff," the dog says. "Do we go up the track or down the track, boy?" "We go across," is what the old dog says. "That dog don't heal." "He'll do. There's birds over there," is what the old dog says. "Better hunting up the track bank," is what your old man says. "Best right across in the chats of wheat," the dog tells me. Across. Next thing I know, there's people all over the track, blasting away at pheasants like anything. Seems our dog got too far out ahead and run all the birds out of the chats to the track. Dog got 3 mice. Man, 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 man. Broad and big with a wink like a star. Ants again. Oh, Jesus, I got them bad this time. Prickle-footed bastards. Remember the time we found those ants tasted like dill pickles? You said it wasn't dill pickles, and I said it was, and your mama kicked the living tar out of me when she heard. Teaching a kid to eat bugs. Ugh. Good Injun boy should know how to survive on anything he can eat that won't eat him first. We ain't Indians. We're civilized, and you remember it. You told me, Papa, when I die, pin me up against the sky. Mama's name was Bromden. Still is Bromden. Papa said he was born with only one name. Born smack into it the way a calf drops out in a spread blanket when the cow insists on standing up. Tia Milatuna. The pine that stands tallest on the mountain. And I'm the biggest by God Injun in the state of Oregon and probably California and Idaho. Born right into it. You're the biggest by God fool if you think that a good Christian woman takes on a name like Tia Milatuna. You were born into a name, so okay, I'm born into a name. Bromden. Mary Louise Bromden.